half of a 500-gallon gasoline tank. I split the thing open half,
yeah,
and then I took half of it, and the other half was there, and the hens were laying in there, and that thing went up in there. Well, it trapped and cold in there. And then I didn't want all that big charge here, so I put a bigger chain on the end of the trap chain and let it stick out there. And next morning, the wife, she went to look, and I went to the bathroom window and looked out. We didn't wake up until last daylight, and the chickens could have got in the trap. And she said, "I'll go out and go faster than you can." And so she went, and I looked out the bathroom window, and I saw something move in there, and I knew what it was when it was something dark. Of course, it was kind of dark back in there. So she went and got my son-in-law over there, and he come, and of course I went out on the crutches with my .22, and I gave him the .22, and I said, "Now, when I pull him out of there, you shoot him right where his head and neck comes together, and he won't squint."
Yes,
it paralyzed him, and he don't squint, but anywhere else you shoot him, he's gonna squint. And so we led him out, and he kept running and turning his tail. So either me or him won, but I'm just keeping enough tension on the trap chain to keep him headed out. And so he shot him, but he didn't give him a good shot, and he skunked a little, not much. But the second shot, it wound him up. And then a few nights after that, I had the poison one eating eggs out there. And I know he was having a fit, and he turned loose a charge right in front of my shop. But he ain't been back since.
What do you call animals that raise hen houses and stuff like that?
Them skunks will do it.
Yeah.
And a possum. And even a coon. And a fox will do the same thing. He'll come in there and get them.
Any name that you would call all of them lumped together? Animals that annoy you all the time?
Oh, just pure thieves, that's all.
You ever hear it called varmints?
Yeah. Yeah, they referred to as is varmints frequently, even in trapping season in the winter when you're trapping them and get the skins and sell them.
You got a nail through your foot? Tell me about that.
Well, the 15th of May, I was coming up by the barn, and I stepped on a board and a nail went through there. I went and got me a tetanus shot. Then I kept a plaster growing salve on that place so it couldn't heal up outside and leave a pus pocket inside, and I kept that on there for a month.
Yeah.
I determined it wasn't going to heal outside till it healed inside. And I went on crutches for a month. Had to get around.
Go all the way through?
No.
Was it a bad one?
But it went in, it got into a bone and a leader. And my foot's still swollen a little bit now. And that was the 15th of May. Last Sunday was the first Sunday that I got a decent shoe on to wear to church. I had to wear one that was split all that while. But it was just about as big as that oven there for close to 2 months. But
your foot all foot gets
big. Yeah, it got big. It flared up or what?
Now, can you tell
me
about the type of fish you get around here?
We're just about all kinds. You got your little old perch, and you can catch him in just about any kind of a hole that'll have water 6 months a year.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you go.